Australia and East Timor have begun conciliation talks in The Hague. The aim is to end the long-running dispute over maritime boundaries in the Timor Sea. East Timor wants to draw a line under the sea midway between the two countries. This boundary would give it access to billions of dollars worth of oil and gas reserves. However, Australia has used the opening day of the commission in The Hague to argue that East Timor doesn't have jurisdiction to set the border and that it should stick to the existing treaties. Steve Brax, former Premier of Victoria, is these days a special advisor to the Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of East Timor. He joins us from Melbourne this morning. Steve Brax, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Australia says this Conciliation Commission in The Hague does not have the jurisdiction to conduct hearings on maritime boundaries. If that's the case, what's the point of these talks?
Well, actually, that's incorrect in that UNCLOS, the very body set up by the United Nations, was a body set up to resolve these sort of disputes, a dispute between a powerful nation against another nation who is trying to institute a maritime agreement which may not be in the best interests of one of the parties. And so this is really one of the first exercises that UNCLOS has undertaken. I believe that Timor will be successful in having the jurisdiction applied for this actual event.
Okay. If it is successful in having jurisdiction applied, the question becomes, does Australia take any notice of it? Australia is arguing that the existing treaties on this are legal, binding and valid, and as I understand, they're in place for 50 years. East Timor wants them torn up, arguing that Australian intelligence officials bugged its cabinet rooms during negotiations. Would that fact be enough for this court with which, or this commission with whichever jurisdiction it has, to declare those treaties null and void?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that Australia acted inappropriately in allegedly bugging the Prime Minister's office at the very time that these treaties and agreements were drawn up in 2006. And so it's very hard to say that they were done freely and openly when it appears that industrial espionage was undertaken by Australia to find the most advantageous position and therefore to come to an agreement on a 50-50 resource splits in the Timor Sea. The reality is that this resource in the Sunrise Field is 400 kilometres from Australia's shore and 150 kilometres from Timor's shore. Any median boundary would say that the majority of this resource would be in Timor's territorial waters and could therefore be undertaken and developed by Timor. In fact, Australia's claim in The Hague last night was breathtaking, in that their argument effectively was that the continental shelf, that is the shelf under the water, 100 metres under the water, should be taken into account in the drawing of the boundary. So effectively Australia is arguing that they should the boundary should not be halfway between the two landmasses, but largely between 100 metre water to a continental shelf and the landmass of Timor. Now, I think any reasonable understanding of what is a median boundary would be in Timor's favour, obviously, and clearly. And it now becomes clear why Australia was so intent on having this arrangement and why it was undertaken under duress with alleged bugging of the Prime Minister's office at the time in Timor, because they wouldn't otherwise have been able to get this advantageous position.
Well, Australia has always argued it's fair, and again in the Australian newspaper today, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop argues that the current treaties offer East Timor a fair deal. She says under existing arrangements, East Timor receives 90% of the revenues from the Joint Petroleum Development Area, despite the area being claimed by both countries.
90% of the joint petroleum, which is a small section of Sunrise Field, but only 50% of the gas extraction from the field, which is a majority of the revenue which would come out of that resource. And that is the matter which is under significant dispute, and that is a sovereignty issue for Timor. That is, it's their area, which otherwise would be solely the development of Timor itself and would accrue to billions and billions of dollars, which would go to the development of the country in sanitation, in water, in new roads, in better infrastructure, which is going to lead to significant extra development opportunities for the country. And this is a significant matter for East Timor, and one which any fair reading of the boundary would say There should be a median point. Australia forged a median point between Australia and New Zealand on this very same matter. Australia's arguing the South China Sea that these arrangements should be binding if there is a decision of the UN or a tribunal. To be consistent, Australia should also apply the same basis to the water between Australia and Timor and allow East Timor to develop these resources under its own right.
Just on that, is Australia giving any indication that it will be bound by a decision?
An earlier comment from the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, indicated that she would felt that she should be consistent with what Australia's stance is in the South China Sea and the Philippines case under the UN determination on that. Now, that determination wasn't binding, but she said China should be bound by it, and she's saying that we should also be bound for any determination in the wooden cloth in these territorial waters. That is welcomed. That needs to be applied. These proceedings.
Is that the message? Sorry, Steve, to interrupt you, but is that the message that the delegation is giving in The Hague as well, that they will be bound by this? Because there seems to be mixed stories coming out.
It does seem to be mixed, and it's not clear that that is the message, and they seem to have conflated agreeing to the process as agreeing to the jurisdiction, if that is decided by UNCLOS. Nevertheless, the Foreign Minister did say in a clear and unequivocal email that it would be inconsistent for Australia not to apply the UNCLOS agreement or determination, and therefore argue that it should also be applied in the South China Sea. So I think that is hopeful, and I would think there'd be a moral obligation on Australia that if UNCLOS decided that a median line should be drawn and the drawing of that allowed Timor to have its sovereignty, then that should be upheld by Australia.
Shanana Gusmao is there in The Hague arguing against Australia, arguing East Timor's case, and he told the court yesterday that in his various roles as Prime Minister and President, he'd tried to persuade consecutive Australian governments to sit down as friends and negotiate, but he says Australia turns its back on the law. Now, that is a very strong condemnation from someone who was a friend. I noticed yesterday the Shadow Foreign Affairs spokesperson Penny Wong pointed out the conciliation process does not address the central problem of a power imbalance between Australia and East Timor. Do you agree with that there remains a power imbalance between East Timor, still a relatively new and struggling country, and Australia, the country that in its mind helped liberate it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And in fact, you're only going to look where some of these arrangements were forged in these treaties. And one in particular was when Timor was a fledgling nation and just achieved independence, only just. And to have an aid contractor instructed to bug the very offices in which the negotiations were going on, that is the pre-negotiations by Timor and the Prime Minister itself at the time, shows really a lack of good faith, really, in having a new sovereign nation have its own independent position. And I think Shanana Gusmao is reflecting the depth of concern in the country itself in East Timor. They believe that this is a matter of sovereignty. This is their right to develop these territorial waters. And in fact, the proceeds of this will outweigh any aid contribution any country might make to Timor-Leste. And that is very important, really, for their own sovereignty and their own development.
Steve Brax, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Steve Brax, former Victorian Premier, these days advisor to the Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of East Timor. And those negotiations, that argument goes on in The Hague before the Permanent Court of Arbitration.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.